Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about people who have overreacted to something. People
Way over.
Lost their mind like, over the smallest little... I mean, it's sometimes in your own mind, it's not small. And I think... within the subset of overreactors, there's a lot of different people. There's people going through, maybe they're hammered. Maybe they're having hormonal issues. Maybe they're just bat guano crazy.
There is that.
This person threw a no parking sign through a window after being asked to leave a diner. That feels like an overreaction.
Right?
Would you please leave the premises? Sure, I'm going to throw crap through your window and destroy your property.
Like street signs.
He was asked to leave a restaurant in Seattle. He grabbed a no parking sign and launched it through the diner's window.
Jeez.
He walked in with a group of people and immediately started arguing with another customer inside. So what do we think? This guy's, first off, diner.
Yeah,
so it's probably plowed.
There is that.
Drunk food. The group was asked to leave. The dude got angry, walked outside, and threw the sign through the window. He got into a vehicle and left. He has not been found or arrested at this time. But he's being sought because the restaurant suffered $3,000 worth of damage.
Heck yeah. That might be a slight...
Do you relate to that at all?
Getting angry at a diner and then throw... No, I don't on that one.
I see. So what you're going to do is you're going to pick out the specific details and pretend that...
That it never happened to...
I would like to know which of the 20 stories that I have on you... You don't have a single story where I overreacted.
Yep.
You do? Go.
Well, I don't want to like make you look... I don't want... No, I can't do really...
I want you to 20. Pick... I want you to 20? Pick one. Jeez. How about the Gatorade on top of your... The empty Gatorade bottle touching the top of your car.
Oh, yeah. It was my pristine, brand new vehicle. It was like a high-dollar...
It wasn't even brand new. It was an Xterra.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Like, it's justified. Everybody's like, oh, my God. Somebody put an empty Gatorade bottle on his Audi? Nope.
No, it was...
It was a Nissan Xterra.
It was, but it was like pristine.
Steve came all the way uncorked, screaming.
I wasn't screaming.
Screaming.
I raised my voice a little.
At 20th and Market, we were like right next to Coors Field. It was like, what are you doing? Roar!
Gatorade's hard in the paint.
It wasn't, it was empty.
Well, that's not that one time when you, I'm not even.
Oh, you mean when I smashed somebody's car because they parked where somebody told them to park?
Wait, that was me again.
That was you again. I'm not kidding. He smashed their car.
That was justified.
Wasn't justified.
It was.
You could have backed your car out without hurting them.
They wronged me. You had to back my car.
I did eventually get you out of it after you smashed their car. We have other stories from the news, but we're going to spend more time getting into what's wrong with Steve.
I have those stories about you.
Yeah, we'll get to my stories too. It's going to sound like this.
Crickets and tumbleweeds.
Yep. All right. So if you've overreacted in some epic way, we want your overreaction story. We have a story about somebody who threw a lawnmower into the street after it wouldn't start, had gas, was brand new.
Jeez.
They were getting citations for tall grass because they didn't own a lawnmower.
How come it didn't? What happened? Why did it?
It doesn't say what really went wrong, but when they couldn't take it anymore, they picked up their lawnmower and threw it into the middle of the street and screamed like a banshee. I have a similar story about a lawnmower. This guy I knew had a lawnmower that stopped working. So we wigged out, drove to the nearest Lowe's or Home Depot, dropped like $700 on an electric one, mowed the second half of his yard, and then went, I don't like the electric one, and gave it away.
I did.
So he overreacted in buying one, knee-jerk, instead of just checking the plugs on the first one.
Well, the oil was coming out, and I figured, well, that shouldn't happen.
Are you still using that mower?
I am.
Uh-huh. Okay. And where's the $800 mower?
Our good coworker Ben. Uh-huh. I gave it to Ben because him and his roommates
overreacted.
Well, it was taking up space now.
So the only thing you didn't do is scream like a banshee.
I might have though. I probably could have.
All right, I'm gonna let you off the hook. I'm gonna tell a different story. I have this dude that I used to hang out with a lot, but he had kind of a corner lot. And kids would sometimes leave their bikes
sometimes
in the middle of his yard.
Sometimes.
And he would literally pick up their bikes as if they were a lawnmower, fling them into the street while screaming like, oh, wait, this is you again.
Wait, no, no, okay.
Oh, my God. We should just call this. I'm not calling it overreacted. No. We're calling it Steve. Okay. When did you? Steve.
No, wait. Yes. For years, I was nice. I would pick up their bikes and put the kickstand, set them in the sidewalk.
Oh, how nice.
But just this last year, I just got tired. I would huck them, not all the way in the street.
Not all the way,
because there's always like lawnmowers that are in the way.
Oh, yeah, it's a banshee thrower, yes. Lawnmower guy.
But anyway, now for the slacker stories. That one time, dude, I don't overreact.
I'm the picture of calm, cool, and collected.
Okay, most of the time, but except that nine times, that one time you did that thing where the thing was both the, yeah, I can't remember.
All right, okay. Here's one that actually isn't Steve.
All right.
Legit. This person wrote, I thought my boyfriend was cheating, so I cheated on him.
Nice.
Come to find out, he was just working longer to buy me a new car.
Oh!
Overreacted. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Pulled a Steve.
No. Remember that one time you were in Lodo and you were crossing the street and some car, maybe his bumper was like,
one inch
in the crosswalk. Yep. And what does Slacker do? Instead of walking 1 inch around the car, he jumps on the hood of the car wearing cowboy boots, no less, and does a whole tap dance
on this
guy's paint.
I walked over his car.
And then you stomped on it for a while.
I didn't stomp, but I did walk over.
Yeah, and then you spit on the windshield.
This? Can I say this?
What?
Well played, man. That was a definite overreaction. I can't believe you came up with one. In my youth, Steved one time.
Yeah, Slacker did Steve one time.
All right, if you're an overreactor, we want to hear your overreact Steve story. Hope?
Hi.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, hang on. We got VD on you, we really didn't Voice mean disguiser. To. It's like somebody left it on or something. Anyway, Hope, how'd you Steve it?
So when I was in high school, I was a diver, and it was cold at practice, so I'd always take 6 towels with me. Mm-hmm. And one morning before school, my mom had thrown she got sick of all the towels in the bathroom, and had thrown all my towels into the washer, so I had no towels to take with me, and I lost it. And I screamed, and I cried, and I said, I hate you, and you're the worst person ever, and I couldn't even go to school. I had such a meltdown.
Wow.
I get it.
The whole day.
For towels.
Yeah, right? I get it. When it's part of your routine. Steve, Johnny Rutt. When somebody knocks you even half a tick off of your rut, you're like, why does everyone hate me?
The world is
You are so persecuted when somebody forces you out of your deep grooves.
I am the biggest victim
you
I know.
You are such a victim. Oh my God. That's awful. I don't think you Steved it there. I think that was a normal reaction.
Right,
to
okay.
not having your perfect towels. Thank you for the call, Hope. Chris.
Yay.
When'd you Steve it?
Well, I didn't Steve it, but back when I used to work at Chick-fil-A.
Everyone's too comfortable with the new frame.
Hey, it's Chris.
Would come through.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. They are comfortable, Steve.
You say yes.
Because nothing has ever worked. I have a feeling. Nope. It sounds like they're on the phone. Merriam-Webster is actually on the phone now.
Oh,
they're
calling.
And they're removing overreacted and putting Steve in the dictionary. I'm sorry, Chris. How did you Steve it again?
So this woman that came through the drive-thru back when I used to work at Chick-fil-A, she Steved it by requesting buffalo sauce. And it just happened to be one of the days where it was like a national shortage of buffalo sauce in Colorado.
Yeah.
Or to Colorado, shipments to Colorado. So we informed her of this, and she was so mad. She had already paid. She owed all her boxes of nuggets that she ordered, and she threw them at the face of the girl at the register.
Jeez.
One at a time, or she dumped the whole box at once? Because that's a big difference.
One box at a time.
One box at a time.
Struck the box. Open the box, struck the box.
Yeah.
Dang.
If you really are committed to Steven it, you go one at a time.
Well,
it's like,
that says, deliberate.
I am committed to the deliberate nature of this Steve.
There is that.
Oh my God. That is amazing. Did she get in trouble or did you guys, hey, let me just say this. You guys at Chick-fil-A,
yes.
You're ridiculous. You're amazing.
You guys are.
Your customer service is beyond
second to none.
We can be so mean and you're like, it's my pleasure.
Yeah. And you guys sound sincere. Even
you
after
do.
Towards an 8-hour shift, you still sound sincere.
We went through a different drive-thru, the one that they don't get anything right in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And my son is like, so when I'm old enough to work, will I have to work here? And I'm like, well, I think your IQ is too high.
Nope.
And then we drove through Chick-fil-A just the other day, and he's like, do you think I can work here? And I'm like, you're not even in the wheelhouse of Nice Enough. I'm like, you're closer to being dumb enough to work at the other one than you are to being nice enough to work here.
Well, you gave him a goal.
I did. You can work up either get dumber or get nicer. Right. That's your employment depends on it. Thank you for the call, man. Caitlin?
Yeah.
Steve did.
Okay.
So a couple, I think it was a year ago, I went to buy a concert ticket off of Craigslist, and like an idiot, I sent this guy money before I got the ticket. It went dark on me.
Yep.
Yeah. So because I had his email address and phone number, I think I lost maybe $60. I decided to post a couple of wanted ads on Craigslist, men seeking men. I think I applied for a job at McDonald's, all using his phone number, address, and email.
Nice.
And then during the concert, I called him every hour on the hour until about 4 a.m.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That is commitment.
That is.
That's almost one nugget at a time commitment. That is, wow. Good for you. I don't think that's Steve in it. That's
it. Justify the yes.
I will rain it down upon you tenfold. I like that. Thank you for the call. Wolf.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
When'd you Steve it?
Oh, man, about 20 years ago, my freshman year in college, I was in the little dorm room bathroom, you know, the communal bathrooms, and I put my little wallet, which had no money in it, just an ID or two and like an old credit card, put it up on the little mirror rack there, away for about 2 minutes to go grab something, came back, and it was gone.
Ooh.
And so even though no big deal, you'd think just a couple IDs, man, I was 18, stupid as heck, and oh man, I just snapped like a rubber band. And I took the couple of chairs out of my dorm room and I smashed them in the hallway.
Ooh.
And I'm sitting there in the towel, 6'3", 220, and just banging on every door, yelling, screaming.
Where's my wallet?
And it's in your other back pocket.
Wallet? Oh, my Lord, I snapped so hard. I had people creeping out their doors, just sticking their heads halfway out.
The RA is freaking out.
Everybody. Oh, my God. That is amazing, Wolf. Thank you for the call. Wendy.
Yay.
When did you Steve it?
Well, so it started downtown where my husband and I got in a little tiff, so we took separate cabs home.
This was
about 10 years ago. So he gets home first, locks me out.
Ooh.
I think it's a great idea to go around back, pick up one of the patio chairs, and just throw it through the kitchen window to get
it.
Yeah, I'm home.
That's one way of announcing your presence.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.